The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Let's put up a Gordon Haywood's gruesome ankle breaking last night and in Cleveland for the Celtics. And that's on the social media if you want to look at that. And you might not want to look at it. It's pretty brutal, right?
Hardcore.
I did think it was funny that the Celtics had to come out and officially say he'd been diagnosed with a fractured ankle.
They snapped it back. They were showing I was watching a football game this past weekend. It was some minor team. I forget who it was, but the kid ran the ball and I think we tweeted this out a while back. He dislocated his finger, and he's laying there, and he rolls over, and the fingers, like his right ring finger, is bent just completely sideways. And he's laying there looking at it, and then they leave the camera on it, which is fine. And I keep watching it. I can't remember the game now, but. And you see the trainer come out and reach over, and they show the whole thing. The trainer just takes it and moves it back, like right back into it. You know?
I saw a couple of weeks ago.
Now somebody's got to remind me what game that was, because I think we tweeted it out, or maybe we didn't put it in the social media.
I think a couple of weeks ago I saw Odell Beckham Jr. had that happen.
Yeah. Well, they say a lot of receivers do, and this guy's a running back, but a lot of them bust their fingers because of that.
Well, this was the same type of thing. It dislocated at the second knuckle. It was just sideways.
You had me at second knuckle. All right. You can use those, by the way. Just don't have a carrot.
Had you at first knuckle.
Wash them first.
But also, there's also a couple boxers kissing on there. I mean, lady boxers, so it's pretty cool. And old gang's here. Todd's still in Arizona. Take care of family business. My buddy Nick Allen's going to stop in. What day is this?
Wednesday.
Okay.
Hump day. What?
There you
go. Hump day. My the big H.
Didn't mean to ask for that reason. I'm just confused. This week's confusion.
Yeah, this is National Chocolate Cupcake Day.
That's a good day. That's a good day.
Yeah.
Actually, I had one of those the other day.
Yeah.
And plus, this is a day for you as well.
Beer, chili.
Hermaphrodite Day.
You're very close to the first one.
Beer chili.
It's National No Beard Day.
Oh, no beard.
Right before November. No shave Movember.
Yeah. Tell your son I hate him.
Yeah. He shaved again the other day.
Yeah. Screw that kid.
He's got this hair, his sides. He's keeping his goat going now. So we actually do.
Your 12-year-old is keeping his goat going.
Yeah.
Screw that kid.
He shaves down from his ears the whole way down to the side to get rid of all the side hair. And now he's got a goat going, and the mustache is pretty thick. He just turned 13, so relax.
Screw that kid.
He should get the
eventually,
lady,
you'll grow some hair too.
He should get the lady chops. The lady.
Eventually, he will.
Yeah, he probably won't get those till he's like 15.
Yeah.
Screw that kid.
Now, we remember this story approximately once a year, having forgotten it originally or didn't know it happened originally.
That sounds like us.
Yeah, so it was on this date in 1974. Al Green.
Oh, yeah.
Was taking a shower when his ex-girlfriend poured boiling hot grits on him.
Yeah, you don't do that. That sucks.
Crazy bitch, man.
Yeah, then she shot herself.
Oh.
Al's, for his part, suffered second-degree burns on his back, stomach, and arms. She's dead now.
Three things.
I forgot about the part she killed herself.
Yeah.
Yes. Horrible.
I just love that it was grits.
About you wasting good food, bitch. That's all I'm saying.
And then
I'm trying to eat him in the shower. Yeah. You know, the rest of the grits trying to eat him.
What was that?
Yeah. What was that?
You can't see. It's cloudy in the shower. And it probably, it's 74, too. It's probably just a curtain. So grits over the curtain, you know.
Well, yeah. That
you don't know what's happening.
Hot grits.
Good gallon.
Here comes Chief Fan.
It's okay. They're 5-1.
I know. My team sucks.
They
weren't gonna, I can't even talk.
They weren't
going to
go
sucks.
Undefeated.
Harvey Weinstein's brother Bob now facing a harassment accusation of his own.
He knew that was going to come out.
Yeah, okay.
But did we grab one ass?
No.
What do you do? Anything?
No.
Oh, see.
Here's what this is what he's accused of. Now, we've learned in our sexual harassment training throughout the years that we've all had that you ask her out and she says no, let it go.
Yeah, you're allowed to ask once, even to this day. We've taken these HR.
That's what he did. He asked her out.
And she said no.
She said no, and then he didn't stop asking her out.
Okay,
he didn't touch her. Nothing like that.
So that's actually a new one, too, by the way. I mean, I think you probably, in the days, you probably could ask a person out and it wasn't illegal, but you keep bugging her. But now you can't do that
now
anymore.
Now you can't do that.
Yeah.
Now. Okay, this is not on par with Harvey.
No, not at all. You're not your brother's keeper. If he's not a creep.
But this is Bob, and Bob just wouldn't quit, apparently.
Mm. How about Scott?
He's Scott Weinstein. You know,
yes.
He's got to be Scott Weinstein. You know, it's funny. We were walking in the hallway yesterday, and me and the engineer, we all know who the engineer is. We've all worked together some 20-some years. He's a little older than we are.
He asked you out?
Now, yeah, he did, twice. For 24 years, been asking me out.
You said, no!
No. We're walking behind a cool girl. She's cool. So all he says is, hey, there's a tag hanging out on your shirt. And then she can't reach it, and he grabs it and puts it in. And then him and I continue to walk around the bathroom, and he goes, I probably shouldn't have done that. I said, isn't that weird? Hmm. I said, she's cool, no big deal, but you didn't say anything. You just said, there's a tag hanging out. And then she couldn't reach it, and he grabbed up and touched it and put it. And I said, you're right. This is crazy. I said, that's just crazy that we had this discussion going to the bathroom after that.
Yes.
You know? Especially after working together 25 years.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right.
But, and I'm not saying you should harass anybody, but the rules are weird.
And then
I told him, I said, I don't say anything to anybody.
It's a gray zone.
Right.
Now, I'm not asking anybody out in the hallway anymore, but when I was younger in radio, that's where we got laid, Craig. You met women at work.
Yeah.
I mean, what I did all the time. You may have. He dated two women at one radio station.
Yeah.
And they both found out.
Player Craig. Player.
No.
I did all kinds of crazy stuff
back
in the day. Now, it didn't make it right, but at least it was all consensual in our situation.
Yes.
But you're just afraid. Now, Harvey Weinstein is a scumbag. He actually molested women and raped them and all that.
Yeah.
Allegedly, we'll say that in there for legal reasons. But his brother asking a girl out 4 or 5 times.
Well, he's thinking, a lot of times.
Like, I need this.
Months and months and months. I mean,
please.
He was, yes.
So I think if you say please, guys, they say yes eventually.
Yeah. Just every day, what about now?
Yeah.
Yeah. You change your mind?
Do I look sexier now?
I'm going to kill myself if you don't go out with me.
You notice my haircut?
When they say, as friends, and you say, okay, well, let's not do that. I got friends.
Woman named Heather Ross, who works in the film industry, said that Carrie Fisher helped her out once. She told Carrie Fisher about how an unnamed producer had sexually assaulted her, Heather, in his car. She spoke about how she contacted the producer, not Weinstein, and wanted to be a part of his project. They met up. The producer forced himself on her in his car after making an excuse to pull over. Then he reached over, climbed on top of her. She said that she managed to push the producer off of her, but as she fled, he said, you'll never make a movie in my town. Get the F out of the car. Now then, she told Carrie Fisher about this. And then Carrie Fisher, a couple of weeks later, sent this Heather Ross a message and said, I just saw so-and-so at Sony Studios. I knew he'd probably be there, so I went to his office and personally delivered a Tiffany box wrapped with a white bow. She said, what's inside? Carrie Fisher said, it was a cow tongue.
Hey, get rid of that tongue.
With
there,
a
Nick.
Note that said, if you ever touch my darling Heather or any other woman again, the next delivery will be something of yours in a much smaller box.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like a toe or something?
Exactly.
A smaller cow tongue.
Yeah.
A smaller cow tongue.
A smaller
cow. Oh, a penis. I get it.
That stuck to the tape.
That did stick to the tape, didn't it?
All the time, you get it.
It's just creepy, though. I mean, I'm looking around here. I know most of our personal lives in the past, and skin hound is one thing. It was always consensual when you were involved with a woman,
right?
I mean, I never pulled the car over and got out of my seat and hopped on a girl that didn't want me to hop on her,
right?
You know, most guys are good guys. Even so-called skin hounds, it was always consensual.
Mm-hmm.
Petey. It was always consensual. I don't remember ever.
I was against you jumping on me. What are you talking about?
No one believes
it. It was
that.
Always consensual.
No one believes
you
that.
You say that now.
These guys got such
it's
balls.
Easy to say now. It wasn't that pleasurable.
He's got the shot.
These guys got such balls. So they can just force themselves on these women, man.
You're going to give it to me, girl.
And he's like a blob of a dude. I can't even imagine that guy, like, trying to overtake somebody to cut. She had to just be completely overwhelmed.
And call me crazy. It's kind of nice when the girl wants to reciprocate. That's the best part about being with a woman is when they actually want to kiss you back.
Not punching you.
Not get off me, you creep.
Yeah, punching me.
Oh, that's making me sexy. Ooh.
Yeah, if she's not into it, like, I'm not into it.
No.
You can't. I don't understand.
I don't,
these guys in power positions, though, like,
that's
you know what I mean?
Is,
like,
exactly.
I can't even get my head around that. You know, I got no chance to give a girl a job.
Hang on, this guy might have a different view. 9.5-toed Luke, what's up, bud?
First of all, Nick Allen, you're a dick. Why does it got to be a toe in the box, dog? Struck a nerve, brother. Struck a nerve. And that's all I got in there right now is nerve.
Yeah, make it half a toe.
You got car back this week, right?
Yeah, we do, and we're going to kick Kansas City's ass in Oakland. I'm calling my shot, bro.
There you go.
Calling my shot, bro. What, bro?
Hey, those Kane.
I feel like I'm about to get punched, and he's not even in the room.
I'm only talking tough now. I'll be crying after the game, so it's all good. All
right, man.
Hey, those Canes are ranked, right?
Woo-hoo! Don't it make you feel good to be in this sorry state when your college team is doing good, Tyler?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
It
I get a lot of dirty
it really
looks.
Does.
I love the state. I'm just not a fan of the team. That's relaxing.
I've even got people around me start saying, hey, yeah, they look pretty good. Yep. Well, anything looks good to your crap that you're representing, home.
He can't even take a compliment. He can't even take a compliment.
Nope.
See you, Luke. Born and bred in Omaha, Nebraska, that man is, and he's not a fan of his team.
No.
And Tony, same thing, born and bred here.
Not because they're trying to force it.
I love that he couldn't even take a compliment of his own team without ripping the other guy. Anything. That's a hardcore fan. That's a hardcore fan.
Just piling on.
Oh, man.
He's nothing if not gracious.
Yes, he is.
A Republican candidate for Georgia governor.
Why has it got to be a toe?
Said that he opposes any ban on bump stocks.
Yeah, what'd this dick do? I saw this yesterday, and this is he's an idiot.
And he'll give away a bump stock.
Which is makes a gun into a machine gun, basically. And,
An automatic.
Automatic. Yeah. Stop your letters.
Yeah.
I say machine gun because that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, they'll be like, it's actually an M5.
Thank you.
And you're like,
thank you.
Okay.
It's still sounds like that, all right?
It's still a gun. A gun.
You know, the bullet types are actually... just stop.
I get that email all the time. Right after a mass death, too. Yeah. You know, it's a bullet... Right. Shut up. By the way, Vegas is 2.5 weeks ago. 2.5 weeks. Hello?
He said, the bump stock is the new shiny object politicians are using to deceive voters into believing they are taking action against gun violence. There is zero evidence that banning bump stocks would prevent any gun violence deaths. So he's going to give away a bump stock to one lucky winner.
It's America. That's why.
That's great.
And it's Georgia. That's why.
The good news is that he is a long shot candidate.
Good. I thought he was like a guy that was.
He was a long shot candidate.
Yeah, he was.
That was shooting to the top.
True.
And the Philadelphia Inquirer reports that Republican nominee Dave Gautreau, he wants to be mayor
of Philly,
of Phoenixville. It's right near Philly.
Yeah, no, I know where it's at.
He broached the idea of using drug-sniffing bunnies at a mayoral forum. The candidate told the Inquirer that he'd been told about the idea at a gathering and thought that he had confirmed with somebody that the rabbits were in use in Lancaster.
Lancaster.
It turns out this was an April Fool's post.
I was thinking
we're all
to
like,
apply.
What?
My high school mascot was a bunny. I'll be a drug sniffer.
There's a lot in your yard. You're all paranoid. What you smell?
It was an April Fool's post that was put up last year by someone.
And he fell for it, huh?
Yes. He asked someone else, and they said, yeah, that's a thing. Drug sniffing bunnies. We'll get them. He said in a since-removed Facebook post that he takes his mayoral run seriously.
But I'm an idiot.
He's looking
just
for creative,
not the news he needs.
Yeah, creative ways to fight the war on drugs.
Just unleash bunnies in the drug neighborhoods and they go crazy.
You have to train them, I would imagine.
Yeah.
No, they're naturals.
Yeah.
Okay.
Imagine training the bunny last night,
man. You've been seeing all those bunnies around, man. I've been seeing all these bunnies in the yard, man. I don't know, man. I don't trust them. You see they move their little nose like that? Is that a sign? What's that? Why they twitch like that, man?
What an idiot.
Yeah, they are sniffing constantly.
What an idiot.
Federal investigators.
That chick in Florida that said she was taken upstairs by aliens, thinks that guy's an idiot. That congressional candidate, yeah.
Yes. Now, I believe that she believes that.
I believe she had a dream, and she thought that she was probed by aliens at 7, whatever.
But you believe that she believes that, don't you?
Maybe it was Uncle Alien. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay, but you still believe
he paints his face all green.
She believes that.
I'm a spaceman.
Yeah.
Uncle Dump shows up dressed as a spaceman.
E.T. Bone Home.
Sorry, that's wrong. It's completely wrong.
E.T. Bone Home.
E.T. Bone Home.
Federal investigators said the man flying a hot air balloon in a crash that killed 16 people in Texas was as impaired as a drunk driver.
Oh.
Alfred Nichols had Valium, oxycodone in his system, but it was the Benadryl, they say, that likely impaired him to the point where it was as if he were drunk.
What was he flying in?
A balloon.
I saw a couple. We were standing watching my son play football, practice football last night, meeting some guys, and over this high school we're at, and two dudes are flying those big, the airboat. The flying parasailing.
Yeah.
But they're not sailing. They're actually, they sit on a chair with a big fan behind them.
Yes.
And they blow through the sky, So they're just flying all over the place, and really high, too. I mean, I don't know how you learn to do that, first of all.
Yeah.
But the cops show up because you can't fly over, it has to be over private
people.
Property. So the cop goes, he pulls up, and there's a couple bunnies around,
shoot
so we're
down.
Freaking out.
That's
what we kept saying. There were two guys flying around. It was like Snoopy and the Red Baron, flying around. And I said to the cop, because I'm thinking he's not there for us, so we can make. I said, is that illegal? And he goes, oh, well, it's not. So he was racing down through behind, doing construction to school. And
throwing rocks.
He races up behind him, and I can see him trying to land. And I'm thinking, man, he's just starting shooting at these guys. Get down! Get down! I said, what's the fine for flying a parasailing machine or something like that? He goes, well, we'll find out when we get them there. And I'm thinking they play land. He says something smart. I say, get over here, Snoopy.
Yeah.
You idiot.
What if you're flying? If a cop's like, get down. You're like,
come up here.
That's what I thought. I thought the one guy could just take off and go across town and have the cop follow him. I mean, they look cool, but they don't look safe.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I don't like being on the roof. I can't imagine being in one of those, the pedaling a plane.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
It's basically a big fan behind you.
Blowing you out.
I'd be freaking out.
That sounds fun.
Well, we were all kind of wishing they'd hit a power line to get something to talk about the rest of our lives.
That'd be less fun.
I said, because they were flying over this power line. I said, those guys hit a power line. We'll be telling a story the rest of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a guy hit a power line once.
Find out if it's like the commercials where you see the skeleton.
Yes, or the cartoons, I mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm guessing those two dudes flying those planes are listeners of the show. So I want to know what the cops said to you when you landed yesterday. There's a good chance one of those dudes listens to this show. You know, that's pretty obvious.
Did he find him?
He drove up behind a baseball field and they were trying to land over there. The one guy stayed up, I think, like teasing the cop.
I ain't coming down.
I can't hear you.
There's a big fan behind my head.
I'm gonna go land somewhere. Yeah, right.
So if these guys are drunk in a balloon, right?
The one guy.
You can't fly a balloon drunk?
He wasn't drunk. They say the thing that made him
it's hard to steer
impaired,
sober.
The thing that made him impaired was not the oxycodone. It was the Benadryl.
Oh, okay.
And the cops said,
that stuff knocks me out.
Yeah, that stuff is powerful.
Yeah the Benadryl and the vodka.
Well, oxycodone will give you a buzz, too.
Yeah.
But
yeah, he had Valium and oxycodone in his system.
Well, Valium will knock you out.
But they say it was the Benadryl. Now, these are the people that tested him afterwards because they said that it's the Benadryl that impaired him to the point where it was as if he were drunk.
I don't know, man.
He should not have been flying, let alone carrying passengers.
Oh, yeah, you can. When I took the Valium, I couldn't drive. They had to pick me up at the dentist's office because I was high as hell. Good drug, though. God.
Oh, yeah.
Did they crash?
No, 16 are dead, yeah.
Oh, okay. I missed that part somewhere.
Oh, I missed that part, too.
Oh, yeah. That was at the beginning of the story.
Wow.
Oh,
man. Damn, okay.
All right.
That's not funny. Oh, yeah.
That's not funny
at all.
It
would be a huge balloon.
That is a big balloon.
Man.
I don't trust those things either. Have you been in a hot air balloon yet?
No, I haven't.
I won't.
It's also something I would do.
See, I don't. Yeah, I don't like heights, though.
Yeah, I would want to do that. Not unless I could get if I'm in like an inflatable bubble or
so
something.
So if it does
in case
fall,
we fall, I just bounce a little bit.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Now that would be fun.
Right.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, take you a balloon and drop you in a bubble.
In the bubble.
Yeah, if you're not going to get hurt and you're just going to bounce around, yeah.
Well, I said that little hang glider with the engine behind it.
Yes.
I said I would fly that thing just 10 feet above the ground. That way I'm going to live if I wreck.
If you fall, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that way...
Then I'd run into a house.
Or a power line.
And a power line.
And a power line. At least a pole.
You kill somebody's dog, crash into him.
And a basketball hoop.
Crash into their dog house and just kill her. Kill the dog.
Yeah, I killed your dog. I hit it with a hang glider. But I'm alive.
Yeah, you'll walk away. You'll walk away from it. But the dog house is on fire.
Got some sports coming up. Nick Allen with us.
All right, guys. I got a skedaddle.
You got a skedaddle?
I got a skedaddle.
All right, we'll see you.
Yeah, me too.
I'll see you Friday then.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, you coming tomorrow? Cool.
I'll be tomorrow.
I appreciate that, Tony.
I got you, man.
I know you do, man.
All right.
See you at the doghouse.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.